13, please.
Item number 13 is the 2012 appropriation transfer packets for the June 12 cycle. The county executive signed these on Friday, June 15.
Are there any requests for a separate action? I know that Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Chair, I do have a question. I'm sorry, I'm losing it here. It's on A7. I want to get clarification. It appears that $900,000 is proposed to be moved to the contribution to reserve, and I'm wondering why it would not be moved directly into WO624, the Workforce and Economic Development Project.
This is A7 of the fund transfers?
A7 of the fund transfers, Mr. Chairman.
Page 11.
This is the transfer that relates to the sale of the greenhouses.
Mm-hmm.
We're receiving $1.1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the transfer is being handled, the question specifically was?
It appears that while there's reference to the Workforce and Economic Development Capital Project, WO624, mm-hmm. it appears that the money is not actually being moved into that account, being moved into the contribution to reserve, and I'm trying to understand why that is. If we're going to move it, why wouldn't we move it exactly where we've directed it?
I think there are still some outstanding accounting issues that we're working with the controller's office in establishing that fund for that specific purpose, and I think that's basically the only reason why we're moving it into that account. Scott, can you elaborate on that, or is there? You're not the WO account. We're moving it into.
This is for background. This account is a combination of Ready to Work as well as the Economic Development Fund. Ready to Work should be fully funded from the sale of MSOE property, and then this $900,000 would go into the Economic Development Fund, and subsequent funds would go into the contingency fund. So I'm asking why the adopted budget policy does not appear to be carried out in this transfer.
Do you have any comments?
Well, Mr. Cady?
Well, while the controller is mulling that over, I just wanted to point out another part of this transfer that there might be some concern with, and that is it's transferring $200,000 into legal fees. The Committee on Transportation and Public Works took up this matter, but they did not take up the issue of legal fees. That part was not referred to them. So at this point, that policy matter hasn't been determined as to whether they want to move that $200,000 there or not. So you may have some concerns about actually effectuating the transfer before the policy has been actually acted upon.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Cady. Supervisor Lipscomb,
right.
Having heard Mr. Cady, would you like to?
I have less concern about that. I mean, I think my understanding of the $200,000 was that it reflected expectations of our legal costs, and that $900 is really what we expect to be sort of the net sales proceeds of that transaction after taking the $200,000 for our legal costs. I think it's a reasonable projection, and I think it's something that we would want to monitor how that $200,000 is actually utilized. But my concerns go more to the $900,000.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, though.
You know, following up with Scott, and it is kind of as we had discussed previously. It's going into a contribution to reserve kind of as a temporary holding account until we can get some of the resolution to some of the issues regarding the Economic Development Fund and the Workforce Development Fund. I think there's questions as to whether permanently those are going to be either capital accounts or trust and agency accounts. And until we work through those specific issues, we're going to hold it into this contribution to reserve, if you will, with every intention to put it into filling up those two purposes. But we just need to figure out what nature and form, what the accounting should be for both of those purposes. And I think I just want to touch base with Scott before I spoke in, you know, before him. But, Scott, do you have anything else to add to that?
We've had some initial discussions with Corporation Council about reducing these funds, the way the budget was set up was to transfer some of these funds to the economic funds for certain purposes. But I pointed out the way the state statute is written, it provides some blocking points to doing things certain directly. So I've asked for some time to think about it, to provide an option for this, and that's why we've discussed possibly trusting agency funds or other means in order to do it. It's intended as a holding account right now, and that's why we put it in as contributions to reserve to indicate that we would like to contribute it into the reserve with the intended purpose down the road, but we have to work out the accounting issues and get approval from the Corporation Council for that prior to completing the entire thing.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just following up, was the first $1 million or other funds that were received from the MSOE land sale, were those treated in the same way last month or in a fund transfer that I missed? Or
the MSOE funds, was that done by?
I believe that's the same.
It has a similar issue in that, you know, we received these funds, they were to be applied first towards these economic development reserves and also to fund other items. And the intended purpose is to do those items. But I'm not trying to be vague, but we're trying to work out exactly how we can get the funds into these accounts and use them while still compliant with state statute.
Okay.
Supervisor Jersey.
There's another issue with regard to the greenhouse. These were sold as a result of DOT doing the expressway, and if I can, I'm going to describe it as a friendly taking. And as a result, I mean, they're taking the greenhouse property, and the county will need to replace the greenhouses as a result of that friendly taking. And I'm not so sure we should be treating this as just a normal sale of real estate where we can then start taking proceeds and using it for other things. So I think a lot of that needs to be explored. I don't object to having it in a holding account, if you will, somewhat like a trust account, until we get through these issues. I understand, you know, the budget issue and so on, and the fact that we're going to take monies from sale of real estate for this program, but I'm not sure this is just your standard sale of real estate for the purpose of doing those policy directives. This was, in fact, a friendly taking of greenhouse space that the county's going to need to look at replacing.
Mr. Bolton.
Mr. Chairman, I am familiar with that agreement. That agreement, the sale proceeds that they're talking about, is for the underlying land. And that agreement requires for them, for the Department of Transportation, to pay for a replacement greenhouse at Mitchell Park, where we already own the land, so we don't have to purchase land. And that's part of the agreement, and that part of the agreement still is going to be done. And we have to bid that project out and build it. It was already designed and approved. The plan was approved. But we have never started construction on it because we had no funds available. As part of that agreement, but it's my understanding the money you have in this fund transfer is for the underlying land, and that is the sale of surplus land. It's surplus because they're replacing the greenhouse in Mitchell Park. And all of the cost of the new greenhouse, although it'll be sized to what we need rather than the old building, we were only using a small part of the old building, and it was obsolete and in very poor repair anyway. So this deal was reviewed thoroughly by the Transportation Committee, and we had an outside attorney and Bill Drew work out the details of the agreement separate from his role as the Research Park Director. And this was recommended by the transportation director, approved by the transportation committee, and so that money is for the underlying land. And I think the fund transfer, regardless of where you put it, is surplus real estate sales.
Mr. Cady, are you satisfied with me?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure I differentiate. There's two parts of this transfer. Mm-hmm. And the policy issue related to moving the sale of capital assets revenue into the contribution reserve or wherever it's going to end up is different from the legal fees. It's two separate issues. Mm-hmm. The policy committee did take up and agree to the issue of the sale, but they have not settled on the issue of the legal fees. That's a separate matter. So if you want to move forward, you could, with the others, you could amend this to just take it to be $900,000 and $900,000, and the legal fees can be addressed with the fund transfer later after the policy committee has taken up that issue.
And Mr. Chairman, I have no information about the legal fee process. That would be outside of my information.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Schmidt.
I'll defer to Supervisor Lipson to follow up, then I have,
yeah.
I have something.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I thought that in transportation that we did take up the legal fees question and that we discussed it in a separate item and that we extended the limit on the legal contract, and we discussed the fact that they were going out for RFP on additional legal services, so we discussed the fact that there were additional needs for legal on the entire sort of interchange, and that it was discussed in that context, I guess. I felt reasonably that I understood that was the context.
Okay, thank you, sir. Ms. Roberts from the Department of Transportation.
Good morning. Faye Roberts, Department of Transportation. And we did take the issue to Transportation and Public Works. And the issue that Supervisor Lipscomb is making reference to is we originally had a professional service contract for $50,000. At this current time, we have expended $50,000. We're currently at $52,000. So we came in and requested an extension until we filled out the RFP. The legal services that are being utilized and paid for out of this particular pot of money actually have direct bearing on negotiations for the zoo interchange. And that is where we were looking for the funds. At this current time, we do not have a place to pay legal fees. And this was what we were hoping would be the remedy because the zoo interchange is continuing. So from the sale of the zoo interchange, because it was not part of a functional replacement, the request went in to see if we would be able to utilize some of the funds, and that is why we are here today, requesting $200,000 for legal fees. That is not just for what has been expended, but future expenses toward completing the negotiations for the zoo interchange. As far as policy is concerned, I don't understand exactly what the question would be. I mean, for clarification,
Mr. Chairman, I believe that the department submitted a report and then submitted a revised report that addressed the legal fee issue. The original report was referred by the chairwoman of the board to the committee, and that was taken up. The revised report was not.
That is correct.
So it was not. The issue wasn't in front of you, and the resolution, I'm going to try and find the TPW approved, I don't believe dealt with the legal fees issue. So that's what I'm trying to get to the bottom of. So if you indulge me for a few minutes, I could certainly get you an answer on that, but I just think that you may have discussed it, but the policy issue hasn't even referred, and your resolution that you adopted didn't address it until after lunch.
We can temporarily lay this
until after lunch.
Can we discuss other items of the...
Yeah.
I got a question on this one.
We can discuss other items. Supervisor Schmidt.
And I think that's well said. I mean, we want to put some money... And I think it begs the question, you know, because we're going to have this discussion more because there's going to be more legal fees. There's going to be more activity on the county grounds, and this whole zoo interchange issue, this is a large issue, and then it's on the northwest quadrant there. That's where the sheriff's substation is, all the facilities management is. There's, you know, there's some medical college stuff, and of course the greenhouses. Greenhouse, you know, well, we've taken care of the issue in the greenhouses now, but always we were looking for something to have some kind of income to move our greenhouses, because we still have some use from them. They still do the domes, and the natural place would be to the domes. So I think we're taking care of that issue now. There are further issues going to come up, and I think we're asking transportation. Director Gusilaki's got a great report, because this is a state issue, state DOT. Obviously, he was state director there. And we're in negotiations now with looking at other aspects of zoo interchange. So I guess that's enough to say right now, because these are pretty important negotiations going on. And that I'm sure we're going to need more legal help in the future. Whether it should be $200,000, I think we'll wait and find out how much we really need. I think that has to be done, so we're going to temporarily lay that over already anyway. So, but this creates the soul zoo interchange a large issue that I think we need to spend more time on. And where those monies are going to go, I think, are critically important, because if we move facilities, if the DOT takes over more of our area, we need that money to move facilities somewhere else. And I'm always want to make sure we have enough monies for county ground issues that I'm involved in constantly, of course. And so this opens up a box I think we're going to spend more time on and need to be aware of. And I think we want to be in the loop, we being the county board, economic development, but finance always gets involved too, where these money should be placed and where they're going to go. That's pretty crucial short-term and long-term stuff. And so I'll make everybody aware that we want to know what's going on here, and we want to have a chance to see where these monies are going to go. It's very important, I think. Thank you.
We will temporarily lay over fund transfer A7. We also have four cards for fund transfer B1 regarding the member of the Park Pavilion. Are there any other requests for separate action regarding the fund transfers? Supervisor Jersey.
The question about the underground storage tank upgrades.
Is there, would you reference?
Let's see, we're on
page 14, I think.
Page 14, correct.
Is that part of B1?
That's Jessica?
Yeah.
Is this the same underground storage tanks we had attempted to use ARC funding for?
That is my understanding, yes.
And can you be more specific about where the money is coming from to pay for this?
These are all capital projects. At the end of the year, there are some expirations of capital projects, and capital funds are carried over. These specific projects that terminated or expired were funded with what was called the BAB program, the Build America Bond program, a special federal program with an interest rate buy-down direct from the federal government. We need to proceed with funding new projects. That money needs to find a home. And our staff had worked with departments and came up with this project, along with these others that are before you, for these BAB bond proceeds. So that's essentially what's before you right now.
It's interesting to me that we can now find the money when before we had to make this plea to use the ARC funding to do it, because it couldn't be done any other way. That's just a comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Again, any other separate requests for funds and transfer, Supervisor Lipscomb?
I'm sorry. I'll wait until after after the citizen comment. It's somewhat related.
Okay, Mr. Keegan, Ms. Lawson, did you want to present first before the cards I presented? Did you have anything? Okay, I have cards from on item D1. For Lindbergh Park Pavilion, I have cards from Reverend Dennis Jacobson, Doris Owens, Ms. Patricia Crumble, and Ms. Dolores Haslam. Reverend Jacobson.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. The park at Lindbergh Park is one block away from the church that I'd served since 1987, Incarnation Lutheran Church on 15th and Keefe. For years now, although it's a jewel of a park, the field house has been closed. There's no water. The field house is filled with asbestos and mold. The splash pad doesn't work. The plumbing is shot. There are weeds growing there. There's no water bubbler. It's a heavily used park in an impoverished neighborhood where many people don't have the luxury to go for recreation elsewhere. And at Incarnation, through our MICA core team, years ago we formed a Holy Ground task force that meets monthly with neighbors to work on issues of concern in the neighborhood. And a couple of years ago, we had really the gift of working with Supervisor Lipscomb and trying to do something about this park. And in November of 2010, the Finance Committee voted 7-0 to authorize about $300,000 for the renovation of the field house. And in celebration of that, 1 year ago, my bishop, Jeff Barrow, the Greater Milwaukee Synod of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, determined that we would have a celebration as a closing event of our Synod Assembly at Lindbergh Park. We have about a couple hundred people representing 100 congregations. Supervisor Lipscomb was there. Reverend Briscoe was there from MICA. And it was great. Well, the park, nothing's changed. And in large part, the frustration has been the shift in federal policy around CDBG funding. And so this fund transfer request today. So I want to thank the chairman for being at our Holy Ground Task Force last May, explaining the complexities of this to us. We had actually a very good meeting with Sue Black and her staff on Monday. There's a new timeline that if this can simply move through this committee, as it really should, I think, and through the county board, we're guaranteed, I really believe, by Sue Black, that by the end of this year, this will be done. We've been bringing bottles of water over on several occasions because we've got young people and elderly people out there with no water currently. It's just not a healthy situation.
Thank you. Please identify yourself, ma'am.
My name is Doris Owens, and I live in the neighborhood of Lindbergh Park. I've been there for 45 years. And I have seen this park, you know, it used to be a beautiful place that I could take my children. I raised 9 kids in the neighborhood. And it's always been a place where we could go without driving. So now it's just, we've been let down so many times. Last year we thought we would have the park ready this in March. Then I hear now that we have $100,000 that has been taken from the $300,000 that we was given, has went someplace else, and when they get their work did, they supposed to give us the $100,000. So hopefully in August, I think, is when they supposed to make a decision. So I hope this would be a decision that we would get our park back in shape. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much for coming.
My name is Dolores Haslam. I'm from Incarnation Church, and I've been working on this project almost 5 years with promises and a lot of days that we have said, when is this going to take place? And all we want is a place where we can go and feel safe, a place where seniors can walk around and have water to drink, a place where people are treated with respect. Please help us. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much.
I'll just reiterate on what you said. Thank you. Patricia Crumble.
Good job, Lindsay. Friendly representative at work.
Thank you very much. I guess we'll, should we just Mr. Cady was looking for there.
Mr. Chair, I can proceed if other items, if that's
please,
okay.
Please,
Mr. Chair, I appreciate those comments. You have some great new constituents, and they were great to work with. I am disappointed that the project didn't occur while I was still representing Lindbergh Park, and unfortunately, it clearly fell victim to the change in CDBG, the treatment of CDBG dollars, and so I am happy that we were able to make up for that loss of funds here in this transfer. Just for clarity, I want to understand. So, other than from the sinking fund, the rest of this is made up from the VAB, the lapsed VAB funding. All right. Moving on another item, also B1, Mr. Chairman. Question for Parks about Parks Admin Roof, $155,000 project. We're now a tenant in the building, as I understand it, having sold the building as part of a land sale, though we haven't been paid for the land or the building. We're now a tenant. I just wanted to understand this improvement that we're making in the Parks Admin Roof and how long we're guaranteed to be there for making such a substantial capital investment.
Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Jim Keegan from the Parks Department. This request is to replace the roof at Parks Administration, which indeed had been set or is in the contractual sale to UWM for the land. Parks Department is guaranteed a minimum of 10 years in that building. If you look at the roof, when the building was redone in 2000, the roof was not fixed or was not updated at that point in time, and so it is to the end of its useful life, and we are in the contract responsible for all maintenance of that building while we're in it.
Is 10 years the minimum or the maximum term that will be permitted to stay in the property?
My understanding is the minimum.
And what was the original source of funding for the project? I mean, we're now transferring in the lapsed BABs, but how was this? It's got a capital project number, so how was it originally established to be funded?
This request was put, Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this request was put in when the Department of Administrative Services called me and said, what would your priorities be with these excess Build America bonds?
Okay, so it's a new capital project, never having...
Correct.
Never having a funding source previously?
Correct.
I guess I would ask, Mr. Chair, that departments would identify new capital projects that are embedded in transfer requests. It's not simply a transfer among existing accounts like many other items where it's already been approved. It's a new project. Never having been reviewed by the board, and yet it just sort of slipped through, just hidden in a report. And unless you're really remembering all the hundreds of projects and how things have moved around, you just don't see this stuff.
Mr. Rodriguez, are you hearing what Supervisor Lipscomb is asking for, as far as the identification of new projects? As opposed to old projects that might eventually get some reprogrammed money, or if the reprogrammed money goes to new projects, that at least that should be known.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, Justin Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Comptroller's Office. This acts as what Ms. Supervisor Lipscomb was saying, is that this is the time in which the board gets to determine with a majority vote from the Finance Committee and then with the County Board full board approval whether or not each of these individual projects moves forward. Within the narrative, there is language stating whether a project is existing. Like, for example, with Lindbergh, the narrative talks about in the 2011 budget, there was an initial appropriation that was included as part of the budget. And those other projects do not have that type of language included. But there isn't really a flag that you can really easily see, I guess, that says, hey, this is a new project, other than just, you know, looking individually throughout the narrative and taking a look at it that way.
But I believe he's, in as much as the budgets are prepared and they're prepared, at least before we get them, is there an opportunity to make such a differentiation for what he's asking? Is that something out of the question?
I don't think that's typically prepared. This would not be the case. Typically, you would have projects that were deferred, and we would be transferring the money into projects that were deferred or previously canceled. In this case, we have the unique challenge before us, given that it's bad money, to flow this money in. And I think Justin, and we were trying to find projects for this money. And what we're doing here with the Parks project that you've cited is probably taking a project that would probably be coming to us in the 2013 budget. So in some sense, we're taking care of something that we would be before us anyway. But you're absolutely right. You put your finger on an issue that's this isn't what would be expected. Typically, you'd see it in a budget, see it in a capital plan. But because it's these federal funds that need to be expended within 3 years of their issuance, we were kind of scraping around for projects to flow the money to. So that's really what the circumstance is. So,
well, I mean, as problems go, Mr. Chairman, I guess finding projects that you can spend the last BAPs on is a good problem to have. But as a policy issue, it represents an opportunity that, you know, many of us might have competing capital projects that would be alternatives or substitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, if it's not sort of called to your attention that there is an opportunity, you know, X dollars of unallocated, new projects or that might be substituted for, I would just request, and I think it's a reasonable request, that particularly if it's as much of an outlier as you're saying it is, that you normally don't have new capital projects slip through in fund transfers, that they should be separated out and identified clearly as such and not listed among a laundry list of existing projects.
Okay, thank you very much, Supervisor. Mr. Cady has not returned.
There he is.
There he is.
Does he have an answer?
I don't know.
Does he have the answer?
Of course. Mr. Cady,
do you have
something that will help us for A7?
The issue, again, was the fact that the department had issued a revised report and making a recommendation out of the $1.1 million in land sales that $200,000 would be carved out for legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
In the resolution that was approved by the Committee on Transportation and Public Works, all it did was establish the sale for $1.1 million. It did not carve out monies for the legal fees. In the revised report and revised resolution that was submitted by the department, which was not referred, they added a be it further revised resolve to allocate $200,000 for legal fees. So you may have talked about it in the committee, but you didn't adopt the policy.
The revised resolution, you said, was not referred.
Right.
Okay. By the chair of the government's office. Okay. Let's roll back on the $900,000 and move on.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Well, my question is in our, can we take this action today? Fact that it wasn't referred to, does the committee have to look at it first, or do we have the response, you know, can we as a finance committee and personnel actually do this action today? That would be my question.
The $900,000.
Mr. Chairman, you have many options available. You can pass it as it is.
Which includes the $200,000.
Supervisor,
is that correct?
You can pass it as it is, including the $200,000.
All right.
You could amend it to take the $200,000 out. Could amend it to put it right to directly the capital improvement project that you thought it was directly going to. So you have a variety of options available.
Maybe it's up to you.
Well, I guess I'll follow up because I'm on the train of thought here, and I was listening to the before. This brings up a point here that I raised, being on finance a little bit, in that, you know, when we get a certain amount of monies, you know, what projects can these monies go for? And I think the point's been made today. I think it should be well understood in the budget. I mean, I think of Pottawatomie monies. Okay, it's divvied up here, here, and here. Or we talked about a capital project, say $150,000, you know, or maybe to make the budget whole for the war memorial. I mean, we've got a lot of things like that. I mean, you know, when you said, and I'm not against putting $150,000. I guess we're going to do that for the parks if it's needed. We'd come anyway. But we do have to get a little pecking order here, and I think it's relevant to our discussion here. On the limited monies we have, especially in the capital area, you know, we got to have a kick at the cap where they're going to go. We can get advice to the administration. I appreciate that because you're in the trenches. You know what needs are. The departments are giving their needs, but you know I can see we have a lot of needs in our public-private partnerships. We own buildings. We're responsible for the buildings. Historical society's got, you know, they got stuff around the historic. I was at a board meeting there yesterday, Milwaukee County Historical Society. We own the building and the artifacts again, okay, just like the museum. So we got to be careful when we're parsing out these monies, and we should know this is a new project, and we did put it on. I think that is critical. I mean, I heard what Mr. Rodriguez had to say, but I hope Mr. Campbell, so you take under advisement here that, you know, we got to look at the broad picture here, and we got to represent our constituencies here too. So, and I go back to an example I've used a couple times before, which I think again is relevant. We have a pecking order for roads, playgrounds, things that need to be done in our different communities, our parks. Okay, we all have these needs. Is that we have to get a complete list, and I know Pam Bryan has been doing this, and I hope we get this in the budget better too, with delineation, you know, what the priorities are, what is A, what is D, what is F, what we have to do. I think the same kind of thing we need here when we're pressing out these money, especially in economic development, these monies come to us. There are a lot of competing projects here. We have to have a better handle on, all of a sudden, you know, if you don't really take extra hours, there's a lot of reading the way it is, and we need to help here on this. We need to have some kind of rating system. We need to know the different possibilities we have because we have all these great needs, as you all know. So I hope that makes some sense or we can get some help on that.
Mr. Maskey, briefly, before the committee decides.
I believe you do have a five-year capital plan,
yep. Which
you do see, and I believe these items probably, the majority of them did probably come from the five-year capital plan. You did have some restrictions on it, however, because
yep. Of
where the monies were from. But I think what the committee should look at in the future is for anything like this, which of these items came from the five-year capital plan and therefore are removed from it, and which items did not, so that you know that. Because you had a chance to review the five-year capital plan, and that's where the majority of the items should be coming from, and any reason why an item maybe didn't come from that. But there were restrictions on these bonds that you had related to that.
That's helpful. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. And what's the pleasure of the committee on A7? Supervisor Lipscomb and Supervisor Jersey.
Just returning to the $900,000 transfer, can we have clarification? Will the transfer retain the restriction or the intention that's placed on those funds that was in the budget, or does making that transfer in any way?
Yeah, it's just a matter. Correct. I think our intention is to place it in that holding account, which I'll call a kind of holding account until some of the legal and the accounting issues get resolved. But every intent is to fill up the commitments that set forth in the budget, both for economic development and the workforce training components. So if you feel comfortable, we can always report back to you, you know, once there's a resolution to those issues, and can give you those amounts.
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely want that information and would ask that we move faster on the resolution. We're halfway through the year, and we don't yet know how we can effectuate what was ordered in the budget. I don't understand that. I will support it. I won't ask for a separate action on it, with respect to the $200,000 in legal, while I recognize that it does reflect a variation from sort of the status quo, I do believe that it was was discussed in context in Transportation Public Works, and that was the understanding, even though that may not have been in the resolution. And I do recognize those legal fees as being part of the cost of getting those land sales, and so the $900,000 really is the net proceeds of land sales.
Mr. Chairman, just quickly follow up on that.
Please.
The $200,000, you are providing the expenditure authority of the department. However, to the extent that any legal contract is going to exceed $50,000, that would still need the county board's approval.
Right.
Okay. So that would come up under a separate item. So if you're comfortable, you can put the money, but you're putting it into the department, but you haven't yet approved any legal services contract.
Supervisor Jersey.
Well, and that's the reason I think we should amend this and separate the 200 from the 900, unless you tell me that's a bad idea. But I think it's really 700,000 net proceeds from sale of real estate. We should be recognizing
that. No, that's not right.
I'm wrong on that?
900,000.
It's $1.1 million sale price, less $200,000 that they'd like.
Oh, they've already pulled that out.
To set aside.
Okay.
Yes.
That's again.
Yeah.
Okay, I still need somebody to move to do something.
I would move approval
of the
$900,000. Of the item, I've not asked to pull anything out.
We have a motion to approve the $1,100,000 fund transfer. Any questions, concerns?
Well, I thought this was
the entire item.
Fund transfer packet.
Yeah.
Well, we pulled this out for separation.
Okay. Well, if you want to do the whole thing, yeah. Okay, that's fine.
It was pulled out for separate discussion, but not separate action.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves to approve of the whole fund transfer package in front of us.
Okay. On the motion, Supervisors Hoff.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Snapper.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve the fund transfers, 3-0.
Are we ready to eat?
Yeah.
We will recess until
20 minutes ago.
We recess until 10 after 1. 1:10.
We better start.
Is that fine?